Hello?
Yeah, you hear me?
I hear you perfectly, yes.
Good.
Good. So, welcome everyone to the show. So, we have a special guest here today. Her name is Natalia Yagazarian, and we're going to talk a little bit about some interesting things. One, maybe partly about the coronavirus and the state of that and what we can do to build our immune system. But also, Natalia is involved with a group company called FAHO. And we want to get her on the show and talk to her more about, what she does, her thoughts of the situation right now, what people can do to, I guess, defense against viruses. Also some background on the company and herself. And so just as far as, listeners can tell right now is I've used the products. I like the products. I believe in the products. They're amazing. I'll tell you more about my results later on. But first, Natalia has been trained and certified with this company for months and months. There's also something called a BAM, which is a massage that is, I guess you could say stimulating would be a good word for it. But it's also works on the meridian lines. And it's very non-traditional to modern medicine in the United States. But it's here. She's been sent here to introduce the products to our country. I want to say special thank you to her for, taking a step out of her coming from Russia to be here, live here. And it's a very bold move for someone to take on that task. She's one of the only reps in the country. So if anyone wants to know more information about that, we'll give her contact information out at the end. Without further ado, welcome, Natalia.
Hey guys, hi everyone. My name is Natalia Gizarian, like Ken said before. Before I'm starting talking about Faho Company, I wanna tell you history how I'm started that enjoy this company. My dad be diagnosed with cancer, lung cancer, fourth stage. So if somebody know about how the people struggling with cancer, they will understand me. The doctors just give the chance for that kind of people took the chemotherapy. But that point, I'm already know about FAHO and that old system. And I just chose not took to my dad chemotherapy and put him in that system. So my dad passed away now, but before he passed away, he took that system like 2 years. And what is given to him, he died comfortably. If maybe it sounds like crazy, but people who is know how the people die with cancer, they will understand me. So things it's he don't lose his hair. He's normally live like normal person. So I think it's big deal because of that. And after that, I tried to learn about that system, how the system work, how it does and stuff like that. I'm already at this company like 3.5 years. I have a lot of result from people who have called to cancer third, fourth stage. So kind of like that.
Great. So you mentioned a few times the system. I think that you can explain more about it, but just to take a quick stab at that, I think what that means to me is, as a bodybuilder, coach, trainer, things like that, we all know, and even just general people, just healthy, whoever's listening, if you're just a health, not a health nut, but just someone who wants to be healthy, there's plenty of products to take out there. I've taken tons of stuff in the past, and some are good, some are bad, some are not good for you at all. Some are just chemically driven, synthetic derivatives of what you may think would work well for you. But I don't know if you've ever seen it may help. It may increase muscle mass. It may help with body fat. It's always tagged with a healthy diet. So we always know that, if I can get 1% from a product like amino acids or proteins or any kind of stimulant thing like that, I might be okay. But they're in the end kind of destroying our body. So can you elaborate on the system? Because to me, a system means something's going to work together. Whereas for me, I might buy amino acids by themselves, I might buy a protein by itself. I might buy a stimulant by itself. How do you describe the system of FAO?
The system have 9 products, what is a balance each other. And all the base with the all 9 products is cordyceps. Cordyceps, it's a fungus plant that grows in Tibet, continuing plant in animal micro elements same time. In the sense human body, all create with cells, and any cells have vibrations. So when you drink that cordyceps, it's go first the cells what body needed help. And after step by step, clean every organ of toxin and put organ for natural work for nature. This kind of system work. If you like a lot of toxin, it took like 90 days to clean all toxin off the body. Why 90 days? Because every 90 days your blood cells like get updated. The whole system you should drink, every person should drink 1 year, because after 8 months, your organ cells get updated. So it's not like magic pill. Body need to help to enjoy that products in help to body work natural wear.
Okay. So I think what you're trying to say is that I don't take just one product. I take the whole system at one time, and I continue to take it, and my cells will rejuvenate over a time length, approximately 90 days. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it's probably a good time for me to tell you my story real quick about my experience with FAO. I'll tell you some of the good, I'll tell you some of the bad, but that's just my experience. Everyone's experience is a lot different. So when I first started, I was in a place in life where I was very stressed out, very fatigued, very tired, worn out, working overtime a lot. And when I met Natalia, you know, we talked about what we did for livings and what she did. And she said she does FAO. I'm like, what the hell's FAO? FAO? To me, it was kind of funny. And then she's talking about products. I'm like, yeah, okay. So I've heard about all the products before. I've heard the pitches. But she didn't have a pitch for me at all. She just said, this is what I do. This is what it is. You know, maybe one day we'll talk about it. So we talked again, and I said, well, tell me more about these products, because I want to learn. If they're Chinese medicine, they're herbal-based, and they're organic, then, you know, that's something that's been around for 4,000 years. You know, I mean, products that we use on the commercial market here, they've only been around for, you know, 50, maybe at the most 70 years. I doubt 100. Back in the day, back in the early 1900s, most things were very natural. So now we've gone to these synthetic derivatives of products, which I took for years. And then when I started taking FAO, I tried the tea, and she told me that it's very strong, so dilute it in 1 tea bag per gallon. I said, a tea bag per gallon? I said, that doesn't, no, it's going to be way diluted. It's going to look like clear. And she's like, 1 gallon per tea bag. I'm like, okay. So I tried it, and it was okay. And a few days later, I tried some more. Now, mind you, my past last year, I was sick up and down probably for months, maybe a good 6, 7, 8 months in a row, up and down, feeling bad, feeling good, feeling bad. And I was feeling really bad at one point. I had high fevers. I had no idea what's going on with my body. It turns out that I was just toxic, and toxic from, you know, everything from the air I breathe, plastic I touch, computers, cell phones, food. The nutrients in our food are not as good as they were anymore. So as I started drinking this tea, a few days later, I woke up and I'm like, you know, I don't feel good. I feel like I'm sick. She started laughing. I said, well, that's not funny. I don't feel good. I have to work. She's like, your body is toxic. I'm like, seriously? She said, yes. I said, okay, well, what do I do? She's like, you need to rest because your body is toxic. I'm 51. So imagine what I put in my body throughout the years of Diet Coke and sodas, all those chemicals that sit in my body for years and years. And I thought, as a bodybuilder, well, you know, we can cleanse ourselves by taking Live 52 and clean our liver, and we can take, you know, fasting and all this stuff and the fruit diets and the blah, 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 blah. Well, I come to find out that she told me I won't feel so good for the next X amount of time. And I thought, well, okay, how long does that take? She said, give it 90 days. I said, okay. So I fought through it. I took the Cordyceps at nighttime, took the Lingi in the morning, the calcium, blah, blah, blah. And for the first 90 days, I felt up and down, up and down. I was, for a few days, I was down. I admit, I was just kind of out of it. But then I started feeling better. My joints felt better. My back felt better. My hips felt better. My thought process changed. My focus changed. And I thought, you know, right around that 9-day mark, about 2-3 weeks prior, I started feeling really good. So I'm an advocate now of it, because I believe in the fact that my body is rejuvenating the cells. I saw that 9-day mark where my body feels better and better. Now I'm on a stronger portion of the phase of the program. And I'm starting to feel a lot better too. And I feel protected. I feel like my immune system is boosted up. I'm not afraid of the coronavirus. You know, I have lung issues, but at the same time, I still go to the store. If the gym was open, I'd go right now. They would not stop me one bit. So can you elaborate more about why do people think that, I guess, they can just cleanse themselves by taking some elixir, which is just a little mixture of some cocktail of some kind, or taking the detox products on the shelf at Walmart or whatever? I mean, what makes Fajo better than these other products?
Thank you for share for your story. And like, I want to say, I'm appreciated you believe me and start that system. This is the thing, Ken and everyone. People don't want to talk the responsible for them health.
What do you mean by that?
By that, like, it's like when you start and drink Fajo, it's like automatically you took the responsible for your health.
Uh-huh.
You know, and like you did. So now you're happy, you're healthy, but most of people, like I say, Fajo or cardiceps system, it's not like magic pills.
Right.
It's need time to body observe and body works and stuff like that. Most of people want everything right now.
Absolutely.
But the thing is, when you drink medicine, it's not like delete or destroy the symptoms.
Correct.
You know, it just push down and push out whatever your person have resources. It just took from your resources in your body, you know.
Right.
And later on, like after 40 or 50, the old things and old problem, but your whole life you putting down, it's like pop up.
So you're saying basically that whatever you do up until the time you're 30, 40, 50, 60, at some point it's going to catch up to you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I know when I was 33, my health diminished super quick, like all of a sudden. And I know your body changes every 10 years or so. I thought that's kind of what it was. It was. I had some metabolic issues that were straightened out. My thyroid was low. But beyond that, I felt pretty good, you know, up until the last maybe year or so. But I was under a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. Like I said, working overtime. And I'm sure right now, you know, maybe it's a good time to slide into the coronavirus or the COVID-19. I mean, we're in an era of this, not just our country, but the world is, you know, kind of at a standstill right now. We're all kind of wondering, like, what do we do? Where do we go? I mean, the toilet paper thing is, you know, we laugh at it, but at the same time, I think that people are a little bit desperate and they don't know which direction to go. Well, your money issues, all that kind of stuff. But I think personally myself, I do feel protected. I feel like I have a defense with my immune system to defend against the coronavirus. I don't know that Fajo would actually cure it. I don't think that's, you know, feasible. But I think at the very least, if my immune system is in better condition, then I can just rest assured be okay. But I guess, what's your take on the coronavirus? And should I take Fajo? I mean, can it help me at this time? Like, if I'm sick, I mean, is it going to help me get better? Is it going to get worse? I mean, because these are pretty strong products. These are not things like, you know, over-the-counter vitamins. These are very potent, you know, ancient, old Chinese medicine-type products. I mean, what kind of advice can you give people about the state of the health right now in our country, or every country, I should say, the world?
Like, I know, I cannot say right now about the people who never drink the Fajo system, you know, because, like, yeah, that system build your immunity system so strong. You're absolutely right. But before that, you need to took some kind of days, you know, to body clean up your toxin.
Okay.
Like, for new people, what I can say, if you just decide to drink Fajo at that moment, it's be better for you, because at the same time, it's going to clean out your toxin for 90 days and build your immune system strong.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say before, you need to be like not careful, you need to be understand, like 90 days it's clean up your toxin, it can be like everything, it can be, I don't know, some bubbles coming in your face, it can be ears be itchy,
right?
It can be everything. You don't know how body you're gonna take out the toxin from body. Everybody different, and everybody have different like health and different immune and different everything.
Sure. So I guess, you know, everyone wants a quick fix, and I didn't realize, you know, you kept telling me 90 days. Every question I ask you, 90 days, 90 days. 90 days is a long time for a lot of people to feel better. How do you try to convince people that, you know, it's going to take time? And I'm sure some people at some point, they want to start this and think, well, I just go to my doctor if I don't feel good. Because me personally, I hardly ever go to doctors. And unless I'm really, really sick and I can't fight off my cold if I have one, which is rare, and I'm losing work, then yeah, then that, I need to probably get myself better. But antibiotics are not the best thing for our body. They do help us get back on our feet, but how can you explain, like, if I took an antibiotic or if I took a FOHO product or the system, how can you, like, what's the difference?
The difference is, like, when you took the antibiotic, or let me give you like one example, you know, if somebody or like you know about the pain shot, uh-huh. You know, okay, the pain shot, most of the time people who took it, they always go back to the doctor around like 90 days. Mm-hmm. Even when the doctor give you pain shot, he told you like it's gonna be work for 90 days. Uh-huh. After 90 days, you have to be back and get other mm-hmm. one. Why 90 days? Like I tell you, the human body like create like that. You cannot do nothing. Every 90 days, your blood cells get updated.
Okay.
So this is why I say when you drink like FOHO, it took the time 1 year to clean all toxin, put your like body in nature way. Mm-hmm. You know how supposed to be working it from nature. And later on, you just do it stuff like catch up, you know. When you did drink the antibiotic, like you say, it will take you like again and again to doctors, again and again. It's gonna be for all of rest of
and
your
why,
life.
Why? This but why is that though?
Because whatever you have resources in your body, the only time you drink antibiotic, it's take the resources for 90 days, took the pain away, and after blood cells get updated, is pain coming back again. And later on, you go again, put the shot again. Whatever resources you have in your body, put the shot, it's pay go away, and after that, you're coming back again.
Sure, but this how I think in our country, we're used to doing that. Like, we're used to, if I get sick, take an antibiotic. If I have pain, take a painkiller. If I have surgery or whatever, I take painkillers, and I have to go back with more pain. I mean, how do we end that cycle? I mean, you know, Western and Eastern medicine are vastly different. We're Band-Aid fixers. We're, you know, and we live fairly long compared to the rest of the world. I mean, we're right there in the middle, I guess. But, I mean,
how you live?
How do we live? Meaning quality of life?
Yes. Mainly how healthy you live. Everybody live, but healthy.
Yeah. You know what's funny? We talked about that before. I don't think people really compare themselves to other people to see how they really feel. Like, I, as a personal trainer, for just listen to this. So the past 25 years, I was a personal trainer, and everyone I met, some to me looked very healthy. Some people looked very unhealthy to me. I could look at people's skin, their face, their demeanor, their smile, and tell if they're kind of a happy person inside. And to me, without being happy, without happiness, there's nothing else in life. You have to be happy at some point at the core. So these people, when they would come in, their quality of life to them and their perception of what they see their life is okay and acceptable to them. But some people look at a bodybuilder who's very healthy, clean skin, nice looking skin, well kept, smile on his face, happy, eating good quality foods. Their perception is not that same perception as that person. So, you know, there are people that want to take good care of themselves. They have good intentions. And as a trainer, I can tell you, I'd say 90% of the people I've trained, they don't want to do the work. They don't want to eat good. They don't want to take good quality products that are more expensive for themselves. They'll take a Centrum over the counter and pea green for 10 years, and they know they're not getting a quote quality product, but they'll keep taking it because media says, well, this is the most popular on the market. So, you know, how do we, that's why I said, how do we break the cycle of, I can go to the doctor, my life's okay, I can go drink on the weekends and I feel good, I go work out and I feel invigorated because my body says it rejuvenated over the weekend, I feel better. How do we, like, how do you define healthy compared to someone's other perception says, well, I think I'm not like me. I thought I was pretty healthy, right? I thought, like, come on, I'm healthy. You're like, uh-huh, okay. And I drank the tea and you're like, uh-huh. Then you laugh. You're like, okay, so now you're not healthy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. But to understand different, you need to try, right? Maybe people that know because they're not trying.
But it's foreign to them, so they don't want to try because they feel like, well,
So everybody have them choice.
Yeah, your choice, your life.
Your choice, your life. Yes, exactly.
That's true.
So if you just want to be at least, if person want to feel different in, even the person that know how they feel different, you know, but person understand like something wrong with me, like, or like most of the people, maybe you not believe it, but most of the people they're okay even live with pain, yes. You know, years to years and true. Years, but not people just afraid. Do it changes.
Yeah, most people are very, very afraid of change. I learned early on in life to embrace change. I've always had good mentors, and change is an exhilarating feeling. I mean, when you change and tackle something and try, you know, life can change in an instant sometimes. And it's a nice, pleasing feeling. But most people, I think they're stuck in the doctor world of the pharmaceuticals and, you know, it's pushed on us. And like I said, in our country, we're bombarded with ads on TV, ads on YouTube. If you have this, take that. If you're taking, you know, Paxil for anxiety and now you're depressed, well, hey, take this too. I mean, here's a funny example. Back when I was a trainer, this is probably 2004. Yeah, about 2004. I kept asking people when I did a screening, you know, what's your health like? Blah, 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 a little health screen, make sure they're qualified to work out. Do you take any medications? No. Okay. I'd ask them again later on because I was suspicious. Because no one, all of a sudden, no one's taking medications and the pharmaceutical companies are making billions upon billions. Kind of hard to believe. So I'm thinking, all right, well, they just don't want to tell me because they're embarrassed. Okay. Are you taking any medications like birth control and antidepressants? Oh, yeah, yeah. I take birth control and I take Paxil. Oh, okay. At that time, the reason I did it was I saw a report said 70% of all Americans are on some type of antidepressant. So if that was in 2004, I'm thinking maybe that's 80-90% at this point. Let's be conservative and say it's 77. That's a lot of people. Why are people so depressed? Why are they so anxious? Why are they not feeling good? I think it's mostly because they're stressed out. They're overworked. They don't make enough money. Their lifestyle is not what they want it to be. At the end of the day, they're not healthy. And there were studies done back 50 years ago, and it's been studied all the way through. The number one thing people think about the most, the one thing they want out of life, is to be healthy. They don't want money. It's based on studies. They don't want money. They don't want cars. They don't want a pretty girl or a pretty guy. They want to be healthy and feel good. And you talk to older people. When they work out, what's the main function? What do you want to do? What's your goal? I want to make sure I'm healthy enough to take care of my grandchildren. So, you know, but we're still stuck in the trap of, well, I'll just go to the doctor. I'll go to the doctor. Like I said, how do we break that trap? I guess we have to have 100 conversations.
I think you cannot break that, Kim.
Yeah, maybe.
But
maybe you're right.
But things, it's let me tell you that way. Oh. You know, unfortunately, the doctors, they're not deal with health.
Right.
You know,
what do you mean by that?
The system make they like, okay. I don't say nothing bad about the doctor. They like save the lives.
Right.
You know, in a lot of like surgery, good doctors and stuff like that. But they not deal with health. They work inside the system. Oh. They just give you medical write down this prescription and send you home back. And this is how they deal the things. The Bafaho system, it's like, okay, let me put that way. The Faho system is like exactly you took responsibility for your health and you start to be healthy and you kind of forget about the doctor. Like I say about myself, like I don't go to doctors like already like 4 years. I don't drink medicine. And even I don't, and I feel so good. Get up in the morning.
And what do you do if you get sick then?
I just, like, when I get sick, like, what do you mean by sick? Get cold?
Well, I know you had a couple of days a few months back where you just weren't feeling so great and you were burning up. And I mean, what did you do?
Oh, I'm the nine after you drink, like, all system, your body already like adjusted for the Faho. So, like, two products in nine products we have, like, exactly for the cover. It's like organic antibiotic, but it's organic one. And like, and we have other products, what is called NG. It's like cover your, like, if you have like fever, when you drink like four or five, this kind of tablets, it took your fiber away. But it's not synthetic. It's not. It's like everything 100% like herbal and organic. Right. So this kind of, but we get sick for me, it's like kind of like for one time, so 3 years.
Wow. Okay.
So if person want to live like that and be healthy and do health, I want to invite everyone who is want to do that to my team. And I'm being really welcome to people who want to do that.
So you're inviting people to be healthy then, is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay, that's cool. Now, I also want to reiterate the results I've got physically from not just like workout-wise. I forgot to add in there some things that were going on with me. So I've had some digestive issues for a while where I was just constantly throwing up food, throwing up water. I know it's disgusting, but it's a fact. Diarrhea.
A lot of people.
I agree. A lot of people have irritable bowel syndrome, and the doctors give them all these medications. I'm like, hold on a minute. Stop taking that stuff and get some fiber in your body. And within like 3-4 days, they're like, oh my God, I feel so much better. I feel normal. Yeah, you're taking medications that they're just going to help you temporarily. They're just going to make things solid in your body. And fiber, like I told, I was talking to someone last week about fiber. I think it was back in 1954. It was early 60s, our average intake of fiber was over 117 or 140 grams of fiber per day. Now, I think the average is like 19 or 22, 23. That's a big, big difference. We don't eat vegetables like we used to. We eat canned foods, box foods, blah, 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 all the stuff that's, you know, synthetic in the box, man-made.
This why the sickness get younger, you know, the people like before. Oh, the sickness what people have like before, the old people like 60, 70. Yeah. Now this kind of sickness they have young people, 20, 25, 30. This why? Because they have fruits no good, foods no good, everything like synthetic. Mm-hmm. Even the little babies, they're sick. They have stuff like not supposed to be like in 20-30 years ago, you know.
I agree. The nutrient value of foods is not what it used to be. It's down maybe, I know last I heard is at least 54%. It's probably higher than that now. But so for me, you know, I had better, my digestion is better, my bloating has gone down, my inflammation's gone down. I'm not throwing up. I had very bad heartburn where I was constantly taking Ozipream, I think it is, for heartburn, which is not supposed to be taken more than 14 days. I couldn't not take it longer. I tried mm-hmm. taking other things too, like ranitidine would help, you know, but that's just, to me, it's not the right way to live. But at that time, before I met you, I looked at stuff everywhere I possibly could. Nothing was working. I couldn't find natural things that would help. Taking a Lingi, sucking on one as opposed to swallowing a capsule tend to help pretty quick. I mean, within about 15, 20 minutes, and I'm talking heartburn that, like, you know, you burp and you taste your food and you're going, oh, this is just gross. I can't do a sit-up. I can't work out. There's times where I couldn't work out for months and months on end, maybe 1 or 2 days a week, because I couldn't function properly because of my digestion. You know, I've got headaches, joint pain, all that stuff. It's all gone. So I'm, like I said,
I'm so glad to hear that. And for these 3 years what I do the FAHO, I hear about that like thousand times. Yeah. The system help a lot of people. Like I say before, I'm advise the people who want to be helped, who took them own responsibility for them health, you know. Somebody want to do that and be welcome. And like when we're going to end it, that conversation, I'm going to give you my phone number so people can call and ask me questions about that and other things. That company give you three things, important things, what every person look in this life. It's freedom, health, and money. So if somebody want to do that, I'm, like I say again, welcome.
Sure. So you're saying that you're not only promoting just the system itself as being healthy, but you can make money as well. Is that also true? Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. So I guess the last thing I want to talk about real quick about the whole thing is, you know, I guess with, we talked about the coronavirus. I know what it was. Let's say I'm someone out there. They heard our conversation. They're like, it sounds interesting, but I'm very skeptical. And I have like diabetes, or I have someone who has scoliosis. I have constant migraines. I have emphysema. You name the ailment. I mean, heart problems, lung problems.
You're talking about people who have
chronic pain. Things, yeah, right? I have chronic pain. I have, you know, things like lupus. Lupus is not really curable to some extent, but I know people that took herbals from an herbalist and their symptoms have gone. They've never had symptoms ever again. Because I made a cure. They said the lupus is still there, but the symptoms are gone. So how can you help with, can you help these people?
Okay. Yeah. It took a little bit longer time to do that, like a couple of years, but after a couple of years, your old system can go away. You just constantly, why it's 2 years, like I say you again, it's always everything, because whole body created cells, you know. Cells need the time. And when you already have this kind of problems, like you say, diabetics, like varicosis, it's already like chronic things, you know. It's already in memory in your cells. So you need to kind of destroy that things. To do that, you have to drink the system a couple years. One cycle is like 8 months to work for update your blood, took your toxin 90 days. Other 8 months, like your body work for clean all the toxin from your organ. In like later second cycle, like second year, your body, when you continue drink cardiceps, your body work to destroy the memory from your cells. So cells create like already healthy cells with no memory. You have the chronic sickness. It took a little bit time, but yes, we have a lot of results, like people who do that and they just symptoms go away.
Another question I had too is, so you're involved in the Russian community, right? You know, a lot of Russian people in Russia, and I know FAHO is global. It's in what, 80 countries?
86 countries in Russia, and we just get from United States like 4 years ago.
Right, but it's around like 13 years now, so it's not new. Okay.
Yes, it's 13 years, but we come into United States like 4 years.
So I have a really difficult, hard question for you. I'm going to put you on the spot. You ready? How many people do you know, either in the Russian community, in your mainland of Russia where you came from, United States, any country, have you heard anyone at all who's taking FAHO on a regular basis say that they have the coronavirus?
You mean like in the United States?
Well,
or like
you're spread out. You're exposed to multiple people everywhere. You know, the Turkish community, the Armenian, the Russian. I mean, you have all your team, most of your teams in Russia. You're just coming here now.
No one. I don't have no one who drinking FAHO with coronavirus. It's like impossible. Wow. Even if you tell the girls, like, kind of funny, you know. It's like, even I'm not gonna say, like, I cannot say like it's 100%, 99%. But people who is them drink FAHO, your body it's healthy. When you healthy, your immunity it's healthy.
You fight against it.
Most of the people who do that, they're just, I don't know, it's maybe it's like
strong to say that, that they cannot catch the coronavirus.
Well, no. I think that's a fair idea. Yeah. We're not allowed to say we can cure anything, but I think at the very least, you know, we're all about preventing preventing disease and preventing viruses and bacteria coming in our body. So, you know, even Kaiser Permanente, their new thing is we are preventive maintenance system. We're not a, you know, healing, helping. They're a preventive. They want to prevent things. And I think that in this day and age, the way we are right now, we all want to prevent ourselves from getting sick. I mean, it's just a thing we have to look out for. So, well, I think that's, thanks so much for coming on the show. Let's do some more of these. I think that people are very interested in learning more about FAHO. If they're not, we'll just keep telling them until they believe it. You know, any last words you want to tell people about FAHO, the company, the system, and how to get a hold of you?
Yeah, I wish everybody be healthy, and I wish everybody who have pain or who like fight with some sickness or continue go to doctors. They need to sit and thinking, maybe I need to change something, you know. To change something, you need to try sure. something different. Sure. To try something different, when you try, you will understand. So if I, like I say, I really, really wanted to have people who is be, believe me, believe them, for whole company, that products. And like I say, if somebody wanna be healthy, welcome to call me. I'm answer every question about the products and do that. My phone number is 412-478-4586. So I wish everybody be healthy okay. and safe.
And I think as far as if they buy the system, they will also have you as consultant as well, right? Free of charge. Okay, very yep. good. That's important, I think, because, you know, a lot of people think that they're going to buy a product. And, you know, like I said, when you buy products over the counter, you just have a product. No. You have to.
Okay, let me explain. But the person buy the system for 1 year, I'm followed that person uh-huh. for 1 year. I'm called the person. I'm explained the person. If like person have some symptoms or like most of the time, you know, when like you know, you say, yeah, I'm healthy. But then you start drinking FAHO. You like your face gets yeah. well, right? And you get like oh, yeah. freaking out. Like this is why I'm there for. They can call me. I will explain why it's happened from your situation. When this like eyes get swell, it means like your lungs not function uh-huh. enough to do that. But people need to be calm down and continue drink the FAHO and cardiocept. Later on, all system go away. So I'm there. Whatever the person gonna buy and be, I'll be with that. I will follow that person to the get the right. result. You know, I'm not just to give them products.
Sure. And then walk now, away. What if I want to order products? With how fast would they get here with all this, you know, stuff going on?
Oh, right now it took a little bit longer for three uh-huh. 4 weeks. You know, because the old things gone.
Well, we just ordered products, but they weren't that long, right?
Yeah, but like when the virus not be there, it's uh-huh. coming faster for like 7-10 days. Now it's
okay. Still not bad. It's not bad. Under the circumstances, if you can get anything under a week, you're doing pretty darn good, I think. I know Amazon's been backed yeah. up a little bit too. I ordered, I think it was zinc, and it took maybe, as opposed to 3 days, it took about 5 or 7. But that's still not bad. So. Well, again, thanks so much, Natalia, for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure. I learned a lot more than I knew before. I continue to learn from you every day. I explore everything with this. Just so people know, too, I'm also a distributor of the products because I believe in them. And so if you need to contact me to talk about anything you're doing as far as your bodybuilding, just remember, as a bodybuilder, you are very toxic. I don't care what you take. I don't care what you do, what you think you do, and everything else. You're most likely... you got a lot of toxins got to get out of your body. Maybe this is a time for everyone to kind of clean out their systems, not just go off your chemicals, don't go off your steroids and say you're cleaned out. You're not cleaned out. When you go off steroids, you're going to get anxiety. You're going to get backlash of stuff you don't want. So maybe it's a good time to introduce FAHO to your life. I can be reached at 916-850-9513. We're looking to build a team here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we reside. So anybody wants to know more details, please let us know. other than that, it's been a great show. Uh-oh, I hear little man. That's one strong kid. Now he takes for whole too, right?
Yeah, he takes for whole too.
How old is he?
He's have his own experience what we can talk about later. He's four. He's gonna be turned 4 years old. He's drink like now Linji every day. Because the coronavirus, I give him every day. I put inside the tea. I give it to him. Yeah. You know. Yeah, he's like strong. Strong yes, little is. Kid, you know.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Stay tuned for some more episodes coming up soon. Look for her Natalia's YouTube channel coming online soon, and also her Instagram and Facebook page. All right. Thanks, Natalia. Take care.
Thank you.